today I don't have a special intro. Usually I really try my best to do something interesting, but this time it's just me. Because honestly, I don't really feel my best right now, and I was really torn on whether to record an episode or not. But then I thought, this is exactly what I would want to hear, you know, someone who has real emotions and just kind of shows them, or talks about them at least. So here we are. Welcome to Sweet But Salty. So let me preface this by saying I had a good cry. I really did. I seldomly cry. Last time was probably, I don't know, half a year ago or even before that. But today, just kind of like, things just got to me. And that's okay. You know, sometimes that's the best way to just deal with something. And that's totally fine. So yeah, that's one reason I'm not really in the best mood. The other reason is I'm really, really hungry. Like, really, really hungry right now. I'm waiting for dinner. But yeah, I still thought I'm just gonna sit down and talk about something that just kind of occurred to me. And the title of this episode is Arrogance Inception. First of all, I love Inception, the movie. Totally recommend. If you haven't seen it, I don't know who has not seen Inception, but if you haven't, just watch it. Like, that's one of those movies you can watch over and over again, and you'll be stunned by all the things you didn't pick up on the time before. So definitely recommend watching that. Yeah, but I also want to talk about arrogance, because I had a talk with my brother yesterday about a friend of his, and he kind of told me that he thinks his friend is kind of arrogant but doesn't realize it. And at the same time, he kind of adds a layer of arrogance to his behavior on purpose. So he's arrogant, but doesn't realize it, and then kind of acts arrogantly on top of that. It's kind of weird. It didn't really make sense to me at first. So I started thinking about it. And then I decided I kind of want to touch on that subject of arrogance. But then I thought, honestly, who am I to talk about someone I barely know? Who am I to have an opinion about anyone else? And who am I to judge others? How could I ever do that? So I started turning inwards and looking at myself. And I started wondering if maybe I was the arrogant one for thinking I was any better than my brother's friend, or anybody else for that matter. And the more I thought about that, the rougher things got. And to be quite honest, it took me a couple of hours to calm down completely and to clear my head. I wanted to record this episode 2 hours ago or even 3 hours ago, but now's the time I feel my head is clear enough to actually reflect on things in a proper way, because I don't want to put out emotional stuff. I want to put out reflected stuff and kind of want to share my thoughts on things. So yeah, what really got to me, the rough part, so to speak, was actually that I have a feeling that I've become a lot more confident than I've ever been. It was definitely not the case before. I used to be that type of person who doubted everything about me. Like, everything. Everything. I always thought I was too dumb, too fat, too ugly, too lazy, too anything. Insert anything negative, I can assure you I thought it about myself. So it's fairly new for me, to be honest, to feel good about the things I do and to feel good about myself. It's something that kind of started after I had a really, really rough time. I think I mentioned that once. Not gonna get into this right now. Definitely not. But it was definitely a time that really changed me. It had a profound impact on me. And in the end, I came out stronger and I came out a lot more confident, which is great. But now I kind of feel a little arrogant. Because when I think that I did well on something, or that I could potentially be kind of proud of myself for whatever reason, I just tend to feel arrogant. So that really had me thinking. I can honestly say that I don't care about what other people think about me. Like, I could not care less. I just do what feels right to me, and I always try to be in alignment with myself. And it's a very particular feeling when you are. It's like everything feels right and you feel centered. You feel like you're connected to yourself. You feel strong, you feel confident, and you feel just good. So that's definitely something that I focus on. But even though I can say that I don't care about what other people think about me, there's still this element that has me feeling like I have to prove myself. I'm a very ambitious person, I have to say, like overly ambitious, which is not good for me, but I kind of still feel like I have to prove myself, not necessarily to others only, but even to myself. You know, like I have to be extra, extra amazing to feel good. Or like I have to convince others and myself that I'm good enough. So I guess I'm still insecure. I'm not like 100% confident. And I can't shake that last bit of defining myself through what I do, because what I do is definitely important to me and it's a part of who I am. Creating stuff, making stuff, that's really important to me. And I'm also kind of trying to figure out whether I'm like showing off when I show myself or when I talk about myself. As I've said, creating is a part of my life and it's so important to me. I know what it feels like when you have creative ideas and you don't put them out because you think you have other more important stuff to do. And let me tell you, it tears you apart. It's like, I need that. Making things is like air to me. I can't explain it in a different way. It's like breathing for my soul. So I like creating images of myself that I like and that are hopefully a little bit aesthetic and maybe unique or surreal. I like looking back at them and just remembering who I was when I shot a particular image. I just love it, and it's a lot of fun. But I also wonder if I'm showing off, and if it's just too much, if it's just in people's face or so. I don't know. So I guess I'm really torn on that. And I can definitely say that I have a very particular defense mechanism, and it's called sarcasm. So sarcasm is just a part of who I am. To be honest, I've always been like that, as long as I can remember. And I once wrote that I cannot shake my deeply rooted sarcasm for the life of me. And I don't want to, but I don't want to use it to push people away. And sometimes it just gets in the way of me being vulnerable. And maybe it just keeps me from being authentic. I don't know. I mean, I am being authentic when I joke about something. As I said, it's who I am. I can't change it, and I don't want to. Yeah, but sometimes it may make things a little bit uneasy. I don't know. So that's just something I really thought about. So I think all these components just came together and had me really think about who I am and who I want to be. I mean, that's something that I think about a lot, but in this case, it just kind of got to me. I don't know. I can't really describe it. Like every single time I feel like I'm not being good enough in one way or another, it just really, really gets to me. And I know the last episode was about perfectionism, or rather the antidote to perfectionism, which is just to let it go and to do something that feels kind of good, but it's still hard. Because I really, really want to be a good person and I really want to do the right things and I want to treat people in a way that I would like to be treated. And yeah. Okay, so as I've said, I had my fair share of crying and that's fine. And usually when I don't feel good, I write. Lately, I've also started recording podcast episodes or voice memos. I can totally recommend that. If you don't feel good, just record a voice memo or something. If that helps you. If I don't write, because sometimes I just don't feel like it, there's something else that always, 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 always helps. Always. And that's music. And I love listening to whole albums because I think that there's a concept behind that and that the artists put so much effort into creating a piece that is kind of whole in itself. So I really love that, and I'm the type of person who actually still buys music. I really want to support the artists, because I know how much heart and soul you put into creative stuff, so I want them to get the money. I don't know how much of the money they actually receive in the end, but I hope it's a lot more than they get from streaming. So I always try to buy the music that I love. The record I listened to today was actually by my current favorite artist. His name is NF. He's a rapper from the US, and let me tell you, I've never heard a rapper like him. I actually listen to all kinds of music, so for me it's just important that kind of the vibe and the lyrics speak to me, even though there are some genres I prefer. Rap is not one of them generally, but he has raised the game. His flow, his lyrics, the melodies, he sings amazingly. He raps like no other, and I get goosebumps all the time when I listen to his stuff. So I can recommend his record, Perception. Just look it up, NF Perception from 2017. If you're into it, listen to the whole thing. If you want to listen to a couple of songs, my favorite song of the record is Dreams. Other than that, Intro 3, If You Want Love, and You're Special. Because if I'm being honest, every woman wants to hear a song like that. But yeah, if you listen to it, tell me what you think. If you have music recommendations for me, I would love to hear them. What else could I say? I don't know. This episode was neither sweet nor salty. It was kind of like depressed. But that's just it, you know. We can't always be positive, although I think in 99.999% of the cases I am really positive, but I'm also a human being and sometimes I feel down, and I think it's important to share that with others. Maybe it helps you. As I've said in my first episode, I love social media for the opportunity to connect real people to each other. So if you want to connect to me, the best is to reach out on Instagram. I'm at World of Ela. I also post visual content that goes with my podcast. And let me know what you think. Let me know about topics you want to hear from me, or just anything that you care about. I want to know. And if you listen to Perception, you'll get that reference. I'll catch you next time. Bye.